you got anything on today?
Not much. Got to change the oil on the van later.
Well, if you get them up, you try and clean yourself up nice for the harvest up there.
Oh, I will.
Especially your nails, Eddie. People see them when you're eating.
Don't worry. Should be a good do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Jolene's doing the calling for the barn dance after. She always makes things go with the swing. Oh, here it is.
Morning.
Hello, Luke.
What time did you get in last night?
Any chance of some breakfast, man?
Oh, well, it's all just cleared away.
Some of us have done a day's work already.
What, feeding the turkeys?
Well, we had ours ages ago, and I've got to get off to church soon.
Oh, okay.
Can you make it yourself?
Yeah, yes, no bother.
Oh, I better get that baking out.
For our dinner?
To take to church.
What? Charity begins at home, haven't you heard?
It's Harvest Festival, as you well know, Addy. We take in food and it goes to homeless people. And the old folk.
Dad's old folk.
Yeah, but he ain't going hungry, is he? That'd be the... Hello, Clary. Eddie. Fulham.
Morning.
Sit down, love.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want some breakfast?
No, that's all right. It's a cup of tea. No, you've got to have more than that. I'll do you some bacon.
Oh,
would you prefer sausages?
Yeah, what about church, Mum?
No, I've got time to get Fallon a bit of breakfast. How about one of each?
Oh, no, bacon's fine, if you're sure.
One of or two?
Just one, thanks.
No, I'll have two and a sausage if there's one going.
Oh, and I got a few mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms? Kettle on, Edgeworth.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to put you out, Clary.
Not at all, it's no bother.
Just have some cereal or something.
No, get a decent fry up inside you. Nothing better after a night.
Yeah, too right.
Where did you go?
Oh, the Gig Shack in Felpersham. Oh.
Yeah, they've got this rock and indie night. That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they normally got a 2 o'clock licence, but the clock's going back. They had an extra hour.
Oh, you dirty stuff, it.
Oh, good old Oliver. If there's any morning I like him doing the milking, it's Sunday.
Fallon?
Yeah?
Fried bread or toast?
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our annual Harvest Festival service. It's always wonderful to see so many friends here at St. Stephen's, and also see the wonderful generosity of so many of you. So let's start with a favourite and traditional hymn, We Plough the Fields and Scatter.
Out by the clocks changing, Clary.
Sorry?
I saw you slipping in during the first hymn.
Oh, no, I was just, you know.
Oh, I know. Sundays can be very hectic, can't they? Not much of a day of rest for we busy women.
No.
I was nearly late myself, as a matter of fact. I was all ready to leave when I had a phone call from Glenn. That's Glenn Whitehouse, editor of Borsetshire Live.
Yes,
on a Sunday. I don't think that man ever takes a day off. One of these driven types, you know.
Yeah.
He's commissioned me, actually, to write a piece about Guy Fawkes Night. Something quite lyrical. Bonfires of Borsetshire.
That's nice, Linda.
So I shall be busy on the night, flitting from one celebration to another, soaking up the atmosphere. Of course, it won't appear till next year. I expect you've already got the November issue for this
Wow.
Just proves what an integral member of the team I am now, getting a long-term commission like this. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. If I'm so key, why haven't you seen my byline in the magazine?
Well, Linda, actually,
It's under my nom de plume, Dylan Nels. Oh, dear. It's an anagram, Clary. Of Linda Snell. Of course, the cheques come to me.
Well, yeah, I suppose they would.
You might have read some of my previous articles.
No, but like
perhaps.
I said,
my restaurant reviews, coverage of local events.
Oh, Alan.
Ah, morning, ladies.
Morning. Wonderful service, yes. Alan.
Oh, thank you very much. It's one of my favourite times of year, Harvest Festival. Were those your cakes I saw, Clary?
Well, I did do a couple of loaf cakes.
Oh, they looked delicious. I was almost tempted to walk off with one of them.
Oh, you dare.
Yeah, don't worry, I resisted.
There'll be plenty of good food at the Harvest Supper.
Yes, I shan't have to cook tonight. It's evensong at Darrington, and then I'm going to be hot-footing it over to Brookfield.
What are the goes, do you think, Ruth?
Some sort of sausage meat savoury, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Auntie Christine brought them.
Oh, I think I'll pass. But these hot beef sandwiches look gorgeous, though. Is it from your Hereford?
It is, but I can't claim credit for the cooking. Jill came over and did it in the Arga. I was too busy getting this place cleared out.
Wow, you've made it look very nice.
Well, it's still a barn.
Best place for a barn dance, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Oh, PA's all set up, Mum.
Oh, thanks, Colin.
Do you want to put some music on now?
Oh, no, people want to talk. Plenty of time for music later.
All right, I'm going to take this over to Ben.
I see you, Ruth.
Okay.
Bye. You get yourself some food?
In a minute.
Hey, have you heard about Kev Machin?
No, what about him?
Came in the pub just as I was leaving.
He's got a new job.
Oh, yeah.
In Harrogate.
Oh. Hmm?
Goes in a few weeks.
Oh, good riddance.
Sid's really unhappy about it.
Oh, yeah. Kev won't be playing for Ambridge no more.
Not all the way from Yorkshire, no.
No, you should get plenty of cricket up there. Best place for him.
Yeah.
How on earth did I put up with him?
Oh, you did? Oh, not for long.
I mean, I could have been with someone who treats me properly.
Mm-hmm. You are now.
Eddie, you can't fit no more on that plate.
You don't understand the engineering, Clary. Get the foundations right and you can build sky high.
Watch it.
Hey, evening.
Where are you?
Why can't you just come back for seconds?
I'm going to do that when I've eaten this lot.
Oh, I don't know. What would you do with it?
The way to a man's heart.
I don't want to think what's at your heart since stuffing that lot, don't you?
Thanks for breakfast this morning, Clary.
Oh, that's all right.
It's really filled me up, but I haven't had to eat a thing all day.
Well, you're very welcome, Fallon. Glad you enjoyed it.
She likes her food, does Fallon?
No, it's nice.
Yeah, better than these picky women. Two sticks of celery and a grape, and that's just the right leg.
Not much danger of that with you.
Oh, nothing wrong with a healthy appetite.
Yeah, well, just don't get too full tonight. I want you all fit for the dancing.
How did it go at Darrington?
Oh, it was fine, Linda. Not many in, to be honest.
Oh, what a shame. You know, I think Evensong's probably my favourite service. Mm? Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord.
Yeah, it's a lovely prayer, isn't it? Well, I think the main peril and danger this night was me on the bike trying to get here in time to say grace.
Well, you made it.
Yeah, just.
Alan, I've been hearing some rumours about the rector at Loxley Barrett.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell me?
Well, you know he hasn't been well for some time.
Emphysema?
Yeah. Mm. Gave up the cigarettes far too late, I'm afraid. Dear.
And is he retiring?
Well, yes, he's hoping to struggle on till Christmas, but...
With no replacement?
Well, no, not a permanent one, no.
But that's three churches. Lower Loxley and Lakey Green as well.
Well, there are several readers in the benefice. They should be able to cover most of the services.
What about you?
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
No, I mean, might you be called upon to officiate?
Well, it's possible, certainly. Particularly when it comes to giving communion.
Well, how will you manage?
That's a very good question.
I mean, you're already grossly overloaded.
Well, I suppose I'll have to fit it in somehow. And Amy not being around has helped.
Really?
Yeah. I now have several extra minutes in the day, not having to pick up underwear and towel from the bathroom floor.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
I trust you've all enjoyed your meal.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Okay, now, it's time to work at office and dancing.
Okay?
So we're going to start with an easy one.
All right.
So I want everyone in two circles.
Two circles.
So ladies on the inside.
Oh, you go there.
All right.
Gentlemen on the outside.
Sorry, David.
Ah, Ramona! Oh, thanks, everyone. That was fantastic. Oh, great.
I told you not to eat so much.
I got to sit, then.
Don't you want another dance?
Oh, not just yet, Chloe.
You're going to sweep me off my feet, then.
Okay, right. For the next dance, we want couples in square sets.
Oh, come
right,
on.
So
the seats
sets,
by Edwin Fallon.
Oh, all right, I could do with the rest myself.
So,
you know you want to.
Well, I've got bad toes.
You managed last night.
Yeah, only just.
You
know, I had a few pints, eh?
Come on,
oh, what's up there?
Your dad had a go.
Yeah, look at him.
Because he's not fit enough. No offence, Eddie.
Well, that's all right. I ain't got the energy to take offence.
What do you think I should dance, don't you, Clary?
Oh, yeah. It's good fun.
I look stupid.
Mum talks you through it all. Look, Pat and Tony have got their hands up.
Now, we need one more couple down here.
Yeah, go on,
Ed. You're doing it.
No,
that's right.
Okay, that's right.
They're having fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah?
Bit awkward, weren't it, when Fallon came in?
What?
Well, typical Edward. Could have told us what they was planning.
Maybe they didn't plan it.
I thought you handled it very well.
I only give her breakfast.
Still.
I'm just happy Edward's going out with such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Lots worse women who could be coming down them stairs in the morning.
Having a good time.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You haven't seen Emma, have you? I just wanted to check her days this week.
She's gone out.
Has she?
Yeah, I didn't like to leave Christopher babysitting for too long, so Susan said.
Oh, right. Well, I'll give her a ring tomorrow.
Right, everybody got that?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
You ready then?
No!
Of course you are! Circle it!
That was fun!
Sorry! But you should have been
right! I thought it was right first!
Are you alright?
I don't know! I think you've broken it, Fallon!
What? Bring it back!
Oh no, it's alright! My other foot's the bad one!
Mommy, no, Mommy!
Oh, it's all right, right?
Help!
I'm here, darling.
No!
No, 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 don't worry. Oh,
Mommy.
Did you have a bad dream? Come on, Poppet. Let's have a cuddle.
My Mommy!
Oh, there you are.
Oh.
There. Don't worry, no, no, it doesn't matter.
Bad dream.
Yes, and little accident again.
It's wet.
Never mind, darling.
Look, you want to come with me, Rory? I'll get you washed in some clean pyjamas.
All right.
And I'll sort the bed out.
Thanks, darling. Come on, then. Let's get you out of those wet things.
You will allow plenty of time, won't you?
Oh, at last.
Well, no, I'd leave earlier than that, Kenton. You know what the traffic's like with the schools back.
About time, too.
Your staff have to cope without you plenty of other times. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying not to cut it too fine. At 4:30 at the photographer's. Okay, bye. Oh. Do you think I need to remind Sheila and Alistair as well?
No, they're not like Kenton.
You'd never think it was such hard work getting a few people together for a photograph. Compared to this, organising the party is a doddle.
Look what's arrived.
What?
All the bump about my trip to Ypres. Special delivery. Andrea signed for it.
Talk about cutting it fine the day before you leave.
Oh, be fair, the first lot went astray.
Don't know why they couldn't have emailed it to you.
The chef who runs the firm is a bit old-fashioned.
You're telling me.
Nothing wrong with that. He certainly knows his stuff about the war. Look at all this. Very thorough.
So when do you need to be off?
Ah, well, yes, that is a bit of a surprise.
Go on, you. Poor little chap had a nightmare. Woke us up, calling out.
Oh, dear.
And he... Well, he was very upset.
That's one.
Great shame, because he's been so settled recently.
All children have the occasional bad dream.
I mean, with what he's been through, it's really not surprising.
No, no, no. There's more to it than that, David. It's all this Halloween nonsense.
Sorry?
Children at school have been talking about dead people coming back to life.
Oh, Lord.
Ghosts walking amongst the living, all that sort of rubbish. Oh. And you can imagine. I've had a hard enough time trying to explain that Siobhan's dead and won't be coming back, and now this.
Oh, poor thing.
It's really unsettled him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if his mother's going to visit him tomorrow night, or even if he wants her to, if she's a ghost.
It's not surprising he's having nightmares.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid one of the children who's been talking in this way is Ben.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Well, I'm so sorry. I'm sure he won't have been doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to frighten Rory. I mean, you know, kids, they...
It's a long time since I was a small boy, David, but I do remember they can be very cruel.
Yeah, but Ben likes Rory. I'm sure it was just thoughtlessness.
Well, have a word with him.
Yes, of course.
Put a stop to it, do you see?
Brian, I'm sure he just didn't realise the effect that he was having.
Here you are. Hi, Brian.
Oh, afternoon, Ruth. I was just off, actually.
Oh, right.
So can I leave it with you, David?
Yeah, I'll have a word, don't worry.
Right, bye then.
See you.
Well, guess what Ben's been doing.
Can you tell me later? Have you seen the time? You need to shower and change.
Oh, yeah. I'll just do the second tag on this calf.
Well, you better hurry up or we'll be late.
All right.
So we've heard back from the Diocesan Advisory Committee, and they've said that if we applied for a faculty, they'd look on it favourably.
Is that some sort of a grant?
Oh, no, no. It just means we'd probably get permission to do it.
Oh. But does that mean the death knell for the pews, then?
Not yet. There's still a few hurdles to jump. We'd have to sort out the funding ourselves. And that's assuming the PCC agreed the idea, which is far from a sure thing.
Well, Bert Fry seemed very against it.
Not just him. You should hear Auntie Chris on the subject.
I must say, I'm not very keen myself, Sheila. I know Alan's enthusiastic, but a church without pews? It doesn't really seem right.
Well, the idea is to open up the space so that more people from the village can use it.
But they won't be using it for worship, will they?
No, but hopefully other users might be drawn more into the church community as a result. And it'll be much more flexible for different forms of worship.
I'm with the doubters on this one, I'm afraid. Oh. Freddie, Lily, not so loud, please.
When will we have our photo taken?
Soon, but not everyone's here yet. Look, just speak quietly like Daniel. What have you done with Alistair?
Oh, he's just popped outside to take a phone call.
Couldn't hear above Lily and Freddie's racket, I expect.
Ed Grundy was worried about a cow, apparently.
And didn't he and Fallon have a good time at the barn dance last night?
They looked very happy together, didn't they?
So did Phil and Jill, I thought, at the other end of the scale.
Ah, what are the chances of Ed and Fallon lasting 50 years, I wonder?
Stranger things have happened.
Well, if last night's anything to go by.
Simple, but a lot of fun, I thought.
Oh, I think Fallon's got a bit of depth to her.
What? Oh, no, I meant the harvest supper.
Oh, I see. Yes, it was very enjoyable.
I must tell Ruth and David when they get here.
It struck me almost everybody there will be coming to Mum and Dad's party, too.
And more, besides. Lots of people travelling. The Adamsons and the Tregorans.
It's a shame Tim and Janet can't make it.
Yes.
You're travelling soon, aren't you? Your battlefield trip?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
That's why the photo had to be today. I've got to be at Leamington Spa at 7 a.m.
That's an early start.
We're looking at the Somme first. Staying overnight in a place called Albert. Then we travel to Ypres the following evening.
And that's where your uncle fought?
I think it's going to feel rather strange, knowing that he walked those fields 90 years before. Although they weren't fields by then, of course. They're just a sea of mud.
Oh, yes.
It's quite a small group. I thought that would be better.
Yeah, it should be more flexible, if there's something particular you want to do.
Yes.
You two are looking serious.
Oh, we were just talking about Nigel's trip.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could go myself. It sounds fascinating.
Someone has to hold the fort.
Where's Alistair gone?
Possible mastitis case at Grange Farm.
What?
He's on the phone to Ed Grundy.
Oh, I thought you meant he'd been called away.
Oh, no, it's a three-line whip here.
Oh, I wish the rest of the family took it seriously.
Is Finley all right?
Well, he's all set up. Just needs some people to photograph.
And he understands the style we're going for.
What style are we going for?
Oh, you know, contemporary, informal. He's got a nice light background up.
Have you used him before?
Yeah, he's done heaps of stuff for us at Lower Loxley. I think this is the first time we've used his studio, but he should get in anyway. He's very bright.
Oh. Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry, we're late.
Hello.
Mind Josh with the door.
I couldn't find a parking space.
Well, don't worry, you're not the last.
Aren't we? I've seen Alistair.
Yeah, we know he's here.
Then...
Oh.
Kenton.
You went round there?
I certainly did.
Oh, I wish you'd told me, Brian. That's yours.
Thanks.
Well, I hope you weren't horrible with him.
Well, of course I wasn't. I was perfectly civilised. David needs to know about it so he can put a stop to it.
It's best left to the school. Mrs. Jeffries said she'd talk to the class.
Yeah, well, there's no harm in reinforcing it at home.
Well, as long as you're not picking fights with the family...
I wasn't picking a fight. I was just protecting Rory.
Well, we don't want it spoiling his birthday party. If we're going to invite some of his classmates round...
I know.
This is meant to help him make friends. I was going to send the invitations out tomorrow to give people 2 weeks' notice.
You can, Jenny.
Well, it's not very good timing if you're giving the parents an ear-bashing.
All right. I won't talk to any of the other parents. I'll let the school deal with it.
Well, that's good. Lillian thinks I should get some help in.
For the party?
Hmm. someone to organise it, or cater at least.
Why don't you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. How many children's parties have I organised in my time?
I don't know, hundreds probably.
Oh, dozens, certainly. I am perfectly capable of preparing a birthday tea.
Of course you are.
So, we'll ask Rory for the names of children that he'd like to invite, and we'll have some local friends and family.
Fine.
And that includes Ben.
Lily, you stand in front of me and Freddie in front of Mummy.
No, he didn't. It was just...
You all right, boys?
Can we have the ice cream now? Not yet, Ben. He hasn't taken the photograph yet.
Ice cream in October. What a treat.
If it makes them behave.
Hang on, the belt isn't right. Now, just give me a second, Finley.
Hey, have you heard about
Miss Machen? Get home.
Don't interrupt, Josh. Auntie Shula's
talking. There probably won't be time this evening, Josh.
Is this for bonfire night?
Yeah, the guys, the kids department.
Oh. I didn't push her.
We know, Philip.
You were saying?
Don't worry about
it. Oh, yes. Have you heard about Kev leaving the cricket team?
Oh, yeah, no, I have. It's a blow, isn't it?
What's this?
Our demon bowlers defecting to Yorkshire.
Oh,
think we can forget the Village Cup next year. What do you think, Alistair? Just stick
to
the lead.
All right, I think we're ready. Oh, Kenton!
Spoil!
Say cheese!
No, you don't say cheese!
Cheese!
There you are. You and Mousie, tucked up nice and snug.
He's sleepy.
Oh, good. Oh, it's good to be sleepy at bedtime. Is he looking forward to your party?
Is it tomorrow?
No, Jenny's sending out the invitations tomorrow. Oh, the party's 2 weeks away yet. But it's going to be lovely. There'll be, I expect there'll be jelly. And cake, yeah. And games.
Like football?
No, more like, pass the parcel and party games.
The parachute game?
I don't know that one.
We play it at school.
Well, maybe, but we'll have to see. 5 years old, eh? Ooh, what a big boy.
Now I have a story.
Yes, in a minute.
Three little pigs?
Again?
Yes!
Right. But, I want to say something to you first. All these stories you've been hearing at school about ghosts, they are just stories. They're like the three little pigs. They're made up. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's no such thing as ghosts. That's just silly nonsense. Some people play around at Halloween, dressing up and telling scary stories, and they think it's fun, but it's all pretend.
Made up?
Yes. And your mummy, she'd never want you to be afraid, would she? You know that, don't you?
Yes.
And there's no need to be, darling. There's no need to be afraid of anything. Come on. Come on, let's have a hug. My boy. I'm here. And Jenny. And we'll always look after you. I promise.
Morning, Kathy.
Oh, hello.
Lovely morning.
Bit chilly.
Oh, I'm not feeling the cold today. I had such a wonderful night. Oh,
did you, Linda?
I received another last-minute call from Borsetshire Life. I seem to have become their troubleshooter, always ready for action.
Really?
Their regular arts reporter was unwell. I think we know what that means, don't we? So I had to go into Felpersham to review a concert.
At the Civic Hall?
No, the cathedral. It was a gospel choir from Birmingham.
I didn't know that was your sort of thing.
Oh, it is now. It was magnificent. The exuberance, the spirituality. Goosebumps from beginning to end.
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, it was. It was a shame it was such short notice. Perhaps you could have come with me.
No, I don't.
Well, seeing such a wonderful performance did make me regret our own lack of a Christmas show.
Oh, is that definite, then?
I'm afraid so. Well, as you can imagine, I've been monitoring the situation in the Village Hall very closely. Well, I expect you have for your films in the field now.
I've been a bit busy. In fact, Linda, I must...
Oh, well, I mustn't keep you, I know, but it's almost fully dried out now. course, it will need extensive redecoration and some minor building work.
So it won't be available?
Well, no. By the time they found a builder to take on the job, well, we certainly wouldn't be able to use it for rehearsals.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Such a shame when you consider the triumphs of the past.
Yeah.
So many people will be disappointed. Not just the audience, the performers too. They get so much out of it. They put so much into it, of course. Well, you know yourself what a commitment it is.
Linda,
from your own experience with A Christmas Carol.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be late for work. I really must go.
Oh, sorry. Oh, dear. Kathy! Kathy!
Linda, I've got to go.
I just wanted to say that... drive carefully, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
See you later, love.
Oh, Roy?
Yeah?
You know I'm having a drink with Emma tonight.
Yeah, you said.
So, home by 6, yeah?
No problem. Stephanie should be able to give me a lift back.
And how about getting to the garage tomorrow?
Dad said he'd run me in.
All right, then. Okay, see you.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye, Phoebs.
And you. Bye.
Good morning, Linda.
No car today, Roy.
Needs a new timing belt.
Oh, how inconvenient for you. What?
Well, aren't you going to tell me that I should always share a car to work? Better for the environment?
Oh, no, Roy. I'm not one to lecture people or interfere.
Right. You're okay, are you?
Oh, yes, very. I had the most exciting experience last night.
Is it the sort of thing I want to hear about?
I was reviewing a concert of gospel music in Felpersham for Borsetshire Live.
Oh.
I have seldom seen a more vibrant performance. I stayed behind afterwards to interview some of the choir members. Such nice, genuine people.
Sounds great.
When I came home, I was so charged up I couldn't sleep, so I got up and wrote my article there and then.
In the middle of the night?
The iron was hot, so I grasped the nettle.
When do you get to sleep?
Oh, I don't know, about 3 o'clock.
That's, not a lot of sleep before a full shift. Are you going to be okay?
I'll be fine, Roy.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm riding high on the adrenaline of creativity.
So as soon as she's finished at the calf, Emmy's going to wander down to the Three Tons, and I'll meet her there.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Have you been in since the new people took it over?
The Three Tons? No, I didn't realise it had changed hands.
Oh, they've got a lot going on there. Every time you pass, they're publicising something new.
Well, you have to, don't you? Especially in the town centre.
It's a bit like this place. All of Nigel's mad ideas. Mind you, he always seems to make attractions of them.
Even Great Uncle Rupert.
I'm not sure if I'd fancy visiting these cemeteries.
Oh, I've heard it's quite moving. And it's not just cemeteries. He wants to see the battlefields as well.
Well, if it's important to him.
Well, I think it is. It's rather touching.
What's the soup?
Oh, vegetable, I think.
Is it too hot?
No, I'm just not very hungry.
Did Kenton have any funny stories about this photo yesterday?
I thought it was a secret. Just the family.
Well, secret from Phil and Jill, I think. But they better not get talking to Lily and Freddie, because that's who I heard it from.
No, he just said it went well.
Lovely idea for a present.
Yeah.
Aunt Jamie said you weren't going anywhere for Halloween.
Yeah, that's right.
We're taking Phoebe to the Bull. I think it's nicer than just roaming the streets.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't fancy the Bull then?
No, we're just going to have a quiet evening in. Kenton's organising a takeaway and a DVD.
Nothing too gory, I hope.
Ghostbusters.
Aw, yeah, it's a good choice.
I didn't really feel like making a big thing of it.
No, I understand. Oh, it's bonfire night next week, after all.
Yeah.
Good old British tradition. not like this American trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Hayley, I'm not really going to eat this soup. Would you like it to go with your sandwich?
Oh, yeah, it's all right, Linda.
Pardon?
I'm just heaping it up here. Sorry, Mac, I'm not with you.
No, the bonfire, I'm just heaping the wood up here for the time being. Me and Dave is going to build it over there as usual on the day.
Oh.
So we don't burn no hedgehogs or other wildlife.
And... Yes.
Are you all right, Linda? You look a bit peaky.
Well, I'm afraid I was burning the midnight oil last night. It's rather caught up with me.
Oh.
Shelley kindly came in an hour early so I could leave.
Well, writing the script for the next village panto, was it?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm afraid there won't be a panto this year.
Oh, that's a shame. So you were off home then, are you?
Yes. Unfortunately, my batteries are flat.
Ah, well, if you don't get enough sleep...
Oh, no, no, no. I mean in my lights.
Oh, right. I wondered why you was pushing her.
I really didn't want to risk cycling in the dark.
No, well, no, not around these lanes.
Should be able to get some new ones at the shop.
All right, when you've done that...
Yes?
Why don't I stick the bike on the back of my van and give you a lift home?
Oh, Mike, would you?
Oh, yeah, looks like you could do with an easy ride for once.
Hello, Fallon.
I haven't seen you in the Tuns before.
Oh, me and Ailey for a drink.
Oh, right. That's nice.
Yeah. So, you playing here tonight then?
Yeah, with the band.
Oh, Little White Lies.
Yeah, I'm still with the Lies.
Didn't know they had bands here.
Oh, they started doing live music on a Tuesday night. They rang me last week.
Oh.
Spillfire are headlining. We're number two.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Spillfire? They played at my festival.
Oh,
We won't be on till about 9:30, but they wanted us to sound check early before the pub's too full.
Oh, right.
We'll have to wait until they've sound checked anyway. It's always a lot of hanging around. Are you going to stay and listen? Should be a bit heavier than the band, huh?
Oh, yeah, I expect so.
It's good though, isn't it?
That weren't really my sort of thing.
Walks in on you. Oh, hi, Emma.
So you playing tonight as well then, Ed?
No, I'm just giving Fallon a hand.
Oh, right, see?
And supporting him, you know.
He's my guitar tech.
Yeah. So you staying for the gig then?
Well, didn't even know it was on. I'm just meeting someone. Wow. I doubt it anyway.
Okay, we'd better get on, hadn't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got to get set up.
Well, don't let me stop you.
No, I'll see you around, yeah?
Yeah, right, see ya.
Enjoy your drink.
Oh, thanks.
Have you seen this?
What's that, Mike?
Invitation to Rory's birthday party, Sunday the 18th.
Ah, Phoebes will be pleased.
Jennifer dropped it round earlier.
They're going out somewhere? Noah's at home farm. That's brave of them, having a pack of 5-year-olds rampaging through their beautiful home.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
I better put it on the calendar right away so Madam doesn't get double booked.
Right, Rory's.
Oh, how do you spell it?
It's on the invite.
Oh, of course. A-I-R-I. Party. Phoebes is doing so well with her social life. Halloween at the ball tomorrow.
Yeah, it's bonfire night.
Becky's party in Elvis. Right, where is my husband? You promised faithfully be here by 6.
Well, I can look after Phoebe. You get off.
Oh, are you sure, Mike?
Of course, I ain't doing nothing tonight.
No. Perhaps you should, though.
What do you mean?
You haven't had a night out since Wendy...
Knocked me back, yeah.
...said what she said.
Well, I've been down the pub and I went to the quiz night.
That's not really what I mean.
We've been busy with the bonfire. Well, you know.
You need to get back on the horse, Mike.
I'm all right.
Why don't you reply to a few more of the women who got in touch? But you've still got the letters, haven't you?
Yeah, but... I don't know. I don't fancy it somehow.
You mustn't let one bad experience put you off. Not that it was all bad, was it? You had some good times.
Yeah, but...
And you wouldn't have had those if you hadn't taken the leap.
No, I reckon I'm better off out of the dating game for a while.
Well, that seems a shame. Denying all those eager women the pleasure of your company.
Get on with you. And I'm going to be dancing class tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's good.
I've got friends there. Well, Alison, and she's a mate.
Cosy chats over the half-time tea and biscuits.
Something like that.
Here you are, Mr. Unreliable.
It's only 10 past.
Yeah, bye, 6, we said.
Emma will be wondering where I am. Right, there you are, Mike. Oh. You can have a wild night out after all.
Yeah, well, I think I'll go watch the news. You have a nice time.
Yeah. Or you could watch the news. Right, give me my coat then.
All right. It was killing me across the shoulders anyway.
Aww.
Have you been today?
Not too bad, actually.
Oh, great.
Oh, I am so looking forward to telling everyone. And being able to explain why I've had so many days off. I'm sure Elizabeth thinks I've been looking for another job or something.
No, she doesn't.
And it's not long before we'll be able to see the baby.
Oh, it'll just be fantastic. Still, just can't believe it. And there'll be more tests, of course.
No, I don't care. It's worth it. There you are. I said you'd get me into trouble. Hi, Emma. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my way. You can blame my useless... Oh. Are you sure? Because I can be there. Are you? That's a shame. No. Yeah. We'll do it some other time. All right. Okay, take care.
Change your plan.
Total cancellation. Emma was feeling a bit tired, so she's on her way home.
Oh, that's a pity.
Oh, maybe I'll get your dad to budge up.
You what?
Looks like I'm staying in and watching the news.
Well, shall we put a roof on it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a red roof?
Red.
And another. Oh, that'll be Mummy. Right, you put that one on and we'll have to finish, okay? Oh, hiya.
All right.
Come in.
Thanks. Oh. Hello, George. What are you building?
Tractor.
Oh, very smart.
That was work.
All right. It's been Halloween theme all week. All the specials had, like, ghostly names.
Oh, yeah?
We all had to dress up.
Oh, even Frank?
No, but he will. He said he'd had enough fancy costumes in the army, but me and Ossie and Kenton.
Oh, what was he then?
Count Dracula.
Typical.
Yeah, made it a bit different anyway.
Oh, seen any trick-or-treaters?
Just a couple on the green.
I don't think we'll get any out here.
No, nor us.
You doing anything now with him?
Nah, he's still a bit young for it, isn't he? Not like there's a bonfire or fireworks to see.
Yeah, Em, about that. You know I've got him on Monday.
Yeah.
How would you feel if I didn't take him to the Ambridge bonfire?
Oh.
Well, I was thinking of taking him to the big display instead.
It's up to you, I suppose.
You wouldn't mind?
No, I mean...
Well, you'll have him for bonfire night next year. You can take him where you like.
Yeah, whatever you want, Will.
Great. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, it's just you seem a bit not very happy about it.
No, not about that.
So you aren't very happy, what, generally?
Well,
look, I was going to make a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, sit down.
All right.
No, Mummy's going to stay for a coffee, George. Maybe you could make another tractor.
Oh. That'll be nice to clear up.
Ah, doesn't matter. Won't take long. You haven't really been yourself for, well, a couple of weeks now.
I know.
You need to keep beating yourself up about it.
About what?
About, you know, what's his name? Callum. Okay, it was a mistake. Should have been more upfront with him about being a mum.
Yeah.
But it's done now. You need to put it behind you. Like I said, you know, he probably wasn't the right bloke for you anyway.
No, you're right there.
But there will be someone. You know, someone will come along who can accept you and George. And I know, well... I'm not going to find it easy.
No.
But we can work at it. It's like me and Nick.
No!
I'm going round to her place tonight after I've done my rounds.
Oh, that's nice.
And I get on great with her kids, and George does. And that just happened because I got on a bus.
You were lucky.
What I'm saying is, you never know what's round the corner. Look at Ed and Fallon. You seen them recently?
Yeah, I have actually.
I mean, God knows how long it's going to last, but things can take you by surprise.
Yeah, they can do that all right.
Boo! Jamie! a skeleton.
Yeah, very frightening.
What's that?
It's a plate warmer to keep the food warm.
Are we eating in here then?
Yep, while we watch the DVD.
Cool. How long will Kenton be?
I don't know. He's got to come from Borchester.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it won't be long now.
You're not wearing your witch's hat, Mum.
Yeah, it was a bit inconvenient.
You should wear it. Kenton got it specially for you.
Yeah, all right. Is that better?
You look like Tonks.
Who?
In Harry Potter. Here he is.
I come from Vampire Takeaways with a special delivery from Pennsylvania. Yes, one Chinese feast for three with extra blood.
Very funny.
Oh, great. Hot plate's out. Can you light it, love?
Sure.
I'll bring these back up to sizzling temperature in the microwave while you get this lined up and ready to play.
Okay.
Have you seen it before?
No. Is it scary?
Oh, only if you're frightened of marshmallows.
Oh no, it's a ghost. Who will save me from this evil spectre?
I will, madame.
Oh, my hero. Come here, you.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't scare you then?
Oh, I was terrified.
How's it been?
Oh, the kids round here have been right little gits, demanding money or they'll trash the place.
You haven't been giving them money, have you?
No way, it was sweets or nothing. Mm. And I've run out of sweets now.
Wish I could have got here earlier. I'd have soon sorted them out.
Well, you're here now. Come on in.
Oh, look, there's a handful of popcorn left. And it's all for me.
No, I want it.
Jamie.
Oh, yeah? What if I eat it? What are you going to do, eh? You going to slime me?
No, I'll blast you with my proton gun.
Well, there's something you don't see every day. Okay, go on then.
Cool.
That was good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. One of my all-time favourite films.
Why does that not surprise me?
Hey, I don't have to take this abuse from you. I got hundreds of people dying to abuse me. Goes down very well in the calf, that one.
I bet it does. Right. Well, it might be Halloween, but it's still a school night. So time for bed, boyo.
Yep. All right, then. Night-night. Night-night, Jamie.
Not you. I mean Jamie.
Aww.
Yeah, go on, mate. We've had a great evening, but you don't want to be tired tomorrow, do you?
All right.
And you better give your teeth a good clean after all that popcorn.
I will.
We'll be up in a little while, love.
Okay. Thanks for the DVD and the Chinese.
Oh, that's all right. My pleasure, mate.
Yeah. That goes for me too.
What?
Thank you, darling. It was a lovely evening.
You see, I knew if I made it, you'd eat it.
I didn't want you to go to any trouble.
Oh, a couple of sandwiches. How much trouble is that?
Well, you were right, Nick. I was hungry. Thanks.
Do you want another one?
No, I'm stuffed. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Busy day, then?
The usual. I'm sorry I wasn't here earlier.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, I had a bit of a scare this evening.
Oh?
Well, no, it was nothing in the end. I was patrolling round Longwood. Saw a truck pulling off the road.
Poachers?
Well, that's what I thought, yeah. It was one of those big double cab pickups. Well, it went up one of the rides and stopped, put its lights out.
And were you on your own?
Oh, no, I had Meg with me. So we took the long way around to get, you know, downwind of them, in case they had dogs, you know.
Oh, Will?
We crept towards them. No one had got out. I thought, you know, maybe they were sorting their guns or something.
Guns?
Well, anyway, I got close enough. I realised it wasn't poachers. There was this couple on the back seat.
Oh, no.
And you can guess what they were up to. So we were just trying to creep away when the bloke jumped out and grabbed me.
He thought you were a peeping Tom.
Then I realised I knew him.
What?
Scuzzy Andrews. Yeah, we were at school together.
Oh, I'd have died.
So I explained what I was doing there and he, well, you know, it was obvious what he was doing there. We had quite a chat in the end.
Oh, what about the girl?
She stayed well out of sight.
Oh, don't blame her.
By the time I got back to the Land Rover and dropped Meg off.
Oh, you are brave. It's bad enough ghoulies and ghosties creeping around on Halloween night, let alone real live poachers.
Well, they weren't, though.
They could have been.
Anyway, it's bonfire night's the worst for poachers.
Why's that?
All the bangs. You never know if it's a firework or a gun. Especially with the big fireworks they have now.
Oh, of course. I'd never realised that.
Have you got any plans?
For later.
For bonfire night.
Not really.
Well, there's a big display in Ollerton Park, isn't there?
Yeah, it, costs money to get in, though.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I've got George that night. Why don't we all go? My treat.
Oh.
Do you think Mia will be okay with fireworks?
Oh, I expect so. There are a few tonight, and she just slept right through them.
Do you fancy it, then?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. If you're sure.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Jake'll love it.
Great. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Had a long day. An exciting one by the sound of it. More exciting than mine, anyway. Oh, it's a shame we don't live a bit closer, though. Especially when you finish so late. Not that I'm complaining, but don't you think? Will? Oh, never mind.
Good night, then.
Night night.
Yeah, night, Jamie.
I think you've worn him out. It'll be a nightmare to get to school.
Oh, he'll be all right. So, what's all this about Linda, then?
I'll tell you downstairs.
Oh, no. You could have done without that.
You know what she's like.
Hmm?
And then she started talking about a Christmas carol.
What? Oh, Lord, that's all you needed.
Didn't know what to do. I was so flustered I just jumped into the car and drove off. She must have thought I was mad.
Oh, no, no. Sure she didn't. Oh, you poor thing, though.
Well, I slept badly. It just came out of the blue.
Of course.
Caught me by surprise. That's the trouble.
Oh, love, come here. You mustn't worry about a few nosy neighbours and certainly not Linda Snell. Oh, you're doing brilliantly.
I don't know.
Oh, you are, yeah, dealing with everyone. Jamie and, you know.
I wouldn't have coped at all these past few weeks if it hadn't been for you.
Oh, yes, you would. I mean, you had to when it happened. That's the worst thing for me, you know. Just thinking, well, thinking that if I'd been here, it probably wouldn't have happened at all.
No.
And that when you really needed me, I was on the other side of the planet.
Oh, Kenton.
I never want you to be alone like that again. Kathy.
What?
I've been thinking about this a lot. How would you feel about me moving in?
Moving in here?
Yeah. Permanently.
Oh.
No, I'd really like to, and honestly, it's not just because of what's happened.
No.
No.
No. No, I mean, no, I understand.
Oh, right. I mean, you're probably going to want some time to think about it, I know. And if you'd rather not, that's not a problem. We can just keep things as they are.
Well, obviously I'd need to talk to Jamie about it.
Yes, of course.
But as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Really?
Yes, please.
Hi, David.
Hi, Up. Wind kept off, then?
Yep. Got all of Upper Park sprayed.
Oh, great. And just before the light went?
Yeah. So I won't need to come back tomorrow after all.
Excellent. Is that you for the day, then?
It is, yeah. I just dropped the tractor back and head home.
Right.
I'm ready for it, too.
I'll bet. Adam, listen, have you got any spare wood at home farm?
Yeah, you know how it is. There's always some stuff lying around. This is for the village bonfire, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to drive round a few places with a trailer on Saturday.
Right. I'll get Andy or Jeff to get it all together in one place for you.
Oh, that's brilliant, thank you.
And this is the chap who'll be going up in flames, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make him?
No, nope, that was the kids.
They've done a good job. Quite well dressed for a guy for us.
Yeah. Does it remind you of anyone?
I'm not sure. Did they model it on
Lord.
Some...
Quick, stand here.
What?
Stand here.
Yeah, afternoon.
Hello, Bert. How are you doing?
Hi, Bert. Oh, you two look cosy.
Yeah, no, Adam was just showing me his watch, weren't you?
Well,
this one's not keeping very good time at the moment, and, you know, with Christmas coming up, I thought that I might ask for a new one. Anyway, what can we do for you, Bert?
Have you seen this week's Echo?
Not yet.
It's got my picture in it.
Oh.
Would you like to see it?
I'd love to. But I just need to finish my discussion with Adam. Tell you what, look, Ruth's milking at the moment. Why don't you show her, and I'll join you in a minute.
Oh. Oh, Roger.
So, there's an integral stopwatch, you say, Adam. Let's have another look.
Yes, in a second, yeah.
I'll be in the parlour, then.
OK.
Yeah, bye, Bert.
Yeah, see you, Adam.
Show me your watch, then.
I can't. I'm not wearing one.
What?
The battery's run out.
Let's just see your wrist, then.
David.
Go on.
Ah, yes, very nice, with the hands on it and the face.
He's gone now.
Oh, phew.
What was all that about?
Well, look, take another look.
What?
At the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, and the clothes are Bert's too. Pip and Josh found them in a carrier bag, ready for a school fundraising thing.
I see.
I mean, what is Frieda going to think about donating clothes for a jumble sale, only to see them worn by a guy on the top of a bonfire?
Yeah, especially when the guy bears a strong resemblance to her husband.
Yes. I could never risk eating in the bull again.
Hmm. Well, you see so many in the NHS as well. It must be a real problem for them. Oh, here's your father, Alice. Shall I put him on? No, all right then, darling. You get on. And give our love to everyone. Okay, yes. Bye.
Couldn't even spare me a word.
Well, she's going out tonight and she had to get ready.
Oh, really?
Yes, she is. Lucas is taking her to a bar in Melville. You remember Melville?
Hmm. A bit trendy, wasn't it?
It'll suit Alice down to the ground.
I suppose so.
Oh, it sounded like she needed cheering up.
Well, what's happened?
Oh, she did her first delivery of food parcels today to these families where there's only a child in charge.
Oh, yes.
Mm, both parents dead. And I think she found it rather tough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And she was going on again about this brain drain of nurses and doctors. Mm. How the West is taking all the skilled people. She was getting quite worked up about it.
Yeah, well, no one's forcing these medics to leave South Africa.
Well, no, but it's the marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they could stay at home and work. She should get annoyed with them, not with us.
Well, I don't think it's quite that simple, Brian.
Yeah, well, I suppose I can read all her arguments in her blog. Till she finds a way of banning me from that.
Oh, darling, she'll come round eventually. It's just like when Debbie went to France, isn't it? A bit of time and distance, it works wonders. Debbie came back a lot mellower, didn't she?
She did. Until I fouled it up again.
Oh, I've had several acceptances for Rory's party.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. That's good.
And Phoebe brought hers round today.
Oh, is she Rory now?
Yeah, she's in the sitting room. And, you know, we were thinking about Mum's birthday.
Were we?
Hmm. You know, what will be easiest for Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've decided Lillian's just going to have them round for dinner, just the four of them. It seemed best just to keep it low-key.
Well, fair enough. Well, I'd better go and get changed. You know I'm after this drinks thing.
What is it?
Annabelle Shrivener. Oh. Well, her firm. They've won several big clients recently, so it's one of those back-patting exercises.
Sounds like keep fit.
Quite the opposite, I hope.
Will it be food?
Well, probably just nibbles.
Oh.
So can you keep me some supper?
Come on, you.
New effort, is she?
Yeah, you know what it's like at this time of year.
She'll soon earn her oats.
It's taking ages at the moment. Anyway, you were saying...
Well, Alan's arranged for us to visit a church that's taken our pews out.
See how it's working?
Well, see what it looks like, yeah. St John's in Felpersham. Do you know it?
I can't say I do.
By the station.
I'm not really up on Felpersham churches, Bert.
All the PCC are invited. Sula and Jill are definitely going.
And you?
Oh, yeah, I want to see for myself. I expect most of us will make the effort if we can.
Who knows, you might be impressed. Could walk away converted to the idea.
Oh, well, I believe in keeping an open mind, Ruth. But no, I don't think so.
Sorry about that.
Ah, Adam gone now, is he?
Yeah.
He's looking forward to heating up something Ian's left for him.
Lucky man.
And I think a couple of glasses of wine might be involved too.
Ooh, do you want to see this paper then, David?
Wild horses couldn't hold me back, but
there you are.
Good picture, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Don't you look chuffed, Bert?
It's a nice little write-up, too.
Runner-up in the vintage class of the South Borsetshire Ploughing Association's annual contest.
Frieda was pleased for me. As long as the fame don't go to me head, she said.
Oh, yeah, don't let it change your life. Yeah, very good.
So, thanks again, David, for all your help.
No problem.
And to both of you for supporting me.
You're welcome, Bert.
Do you want me to check the sheep tomorrow?
Oh, if you could, please. I'm up to my ears with carving at the moment.
Yeah, right up. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
OK.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Has he gone?
Yes?
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Have you?
Bert's just told me, in confidence, that you want a watch for Christmas.
What's wrong with the one
I bought you for your birthday?
No. It was all I could think of.
When he asked you what you wanted for Christmas?
No, he didn't. I was just trying to put him off seeing the guy.
Why would he see the guy?
Because the kids had put it on that pile of wood I'm collecting for the bonfire, you know, to see what it would look like in context.
They didn't.
Yeah, and then Bert came along, and Adam was, well, anyway, it got a bit confusing.
Well, you're telling me.
But we have got to do something about that guy.
Definitely.
And not just different clothes. It needs a complete makeover.
Adam Macy. Oh, hi, Mum. What?
I'm so sorry, Adam, but Brian's in Felpersham at a drinks do.
You're not helping, Mum.
No, but his phone went straight to voicemail. I did leave a message.
I can't believe it's for us.
Oh, definitely says home farm on the paperwork.
Our postcode?
Yes.
And how much was it?
25 tonnes.
Well, I definitely haven't ordered 25 tonnes of fertiliser.
Well, no, you said.
In fact, I'm right in the middle of negotiating a price for next year with a couple of suppliers. Can you remember the name of this one?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll soon find out. And what sort of time is this to arrive with the delivery anyway? Nearly 7 o'clock at night.
Well, the driver was very apologetic.
I should hope so.
Something's gone wrong with his sat-nav, apparently. He was on his way to Lancashire before he realised.
Yeah, but he put the wrong destination in.
And he said he'd be over his hours now, so I've given him Linda's number for a B&B.
Hey, you know what's happened, don't you?
Hmm?
Brian must have ordered it without telling me.
Oh, I suppose that must be it.
What is he playing at?
Well, I don't know.
Evening. Let's have a look at the delivery note, then.
You wouldn't recognise it, no.
Did he use that jacket of mine that has shrunk?
Yep, it's a much better fit on him.
Huh.
And he's got a straw beard, too.
Ah, he really is in disguise, then.
Oh, you've been dying to say that, haven't you? Aren't these pictures sweet?
Yeah, really nice. First chance I've had to look through them.
Did you see that one of you?
No.
There. Uh-oh.
The farmer in the miking.
I think it means milking parlour.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favourite.
Is that by Courtney?
It was great, wasn't it? The way she came out of herself.
Yeah, it was. You happy to do another, is it, then?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think being a mixed farm, they've got a lot to offer.
They certainly get to see a wider range of stuff here.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kenton rang with a couple of bits of news. One big, one small.
Oh, yeah?
The photos are online now, so we can look at them, and then we're all going round to Shuler's on Tuesday to make a final choice, about four-ish.
Fine. That's the small news, I take it.
Yeah. Now, how about this? He's moving in with Kathy full-time.
You mean, as in...
Cohabiting a permanent item, like grown-ups.
Hey! Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, you can never tell with Kenton, after all that nonsense about them getting married or not. Mm,
but it sounds like he wants to make more of a commitment.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Adam! Hello!
I'm so sorry about this.
Have a nice time at your drinks party, did you?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a work thing.
As opposed to what I've been doing for the past hour, you mean?
No, no, not at all.
Unloading 20-odd dumpy bags I didn't know anything about while my dinner goes cold at home. What's going on, Brian?
I'm sorry, Adam.
You did order it, I assume?
Yes, yes, it was me, yeah. Elliot's rang me up on spec and they were offering such a good price. It was one of those on-the-spot deals, you know.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I meant to, but you were out on the estate at the time. Rory was having trouble with the kids at school.
It's not good enough, you know.
I know. I should have told you. I mean, it's not my fault the driver got lost. If he'd arrived during normal hours, I'd have probably unloaded it myself. Well, it could take over now if you want.
Well, there's not much point. I've only got 3 bags to go.
Well, look, your mother's been waiting with supper until I came back. Why don't you come and eat with us? Make up a bit for your spoiled evening.
Yeah, I'd rather go home.
Oh, all right, well, whatever you prefer. And as I say, I'm sorry it slipped my mind, but it was a very good deal.
Yeah, well, it is a good price, I suppose. But if it happens again, I'd really rather be consulted.
Of course, I'll keep you in the loop.
Yeah, I don't just mean told about it afterwards. On decisions like this, I should be fully involved.
Still here, Cathy?
Oh, nearly finished.
I need a poppy.
Oh, over there, help yourself.
Somehow, I lost mine on the journey home. A little ironic, that.
When did you get back?
About 3.
Was it a... Well, I was going to say a good trip, Nigel.
It was probably the most thought-provoking few days I've ever had. Certainly the most moving.
I'm sure.
You see these quiet fields, and it's hard to imagine the hell it must have been. What struck me most was how close the two sides were to each other.
Really?
Oh, yes. Very close. Such terrible loss of life for such tiny gains of ground. And as you walk around, you can pick up fragments from the battles.
Still? I mean, just lying on the ground?
Oh, yes. The farmers often turn over unexploded shells.
Grief, I'd no idea.
I found this.
Oh, a spring?
From a rifle, apparently. And there are cemeteries everywhere. The German ones are just as chilling as the Commonwealth ones. Seas of gravestones. Such a waste.
Did you find Great-Uncle Rupert's memorial?
Oh, yes.
Must have been difficult.
Actually, no. You can look up all the casualties on the internet and it tells you where you can find the memorial or the grave. Oh. Not that we know where Rupert's grave is, or even if he had one.
No.
But I went to the Tynecott Memorial. I saw his name, and I left his pictures there.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
And I walked around the graves of the unknown soldiers. Known unto God, they say. And I thought, maybe one of these is his grave.
Yes.
I'll certainly never forget it. Anyway, I must pay this poppy. I'm sorry for going on.
Not at all.
You've got enough to think about in your own life. Doesn't Owen come to court soon?
Taylor.
Sorry.
Yes, 3 weeks' time. But it's just a short hearing. The full trial will be months away yet.
And how are you coping? I must say, you seem a bit stronger than when I last saw you.
Perhaps I am. I've had a bit of a boost this week.
Oh, yes?
Kenton's moving in today.
Hi, Kenton. Well, you got a car full there.
All my worldly goods, Will. I'm moving in with Cathy.
Are you?
Yep. I'm making a dishonest woman of her.
Well, not actually getting married, then.
Oh, God, no, mate, no.
Because you did have us all going there for a while.
Well, you can blame Kate Aldridge for that, and a couple of bottles of champagne.
Can you get it all in?
Actually, it's your offering. I could do with a hand.
No, I meant, will it fit in the... never mind.
Yeah. See this box?
Yeah, can't really miss it.
Yeah, okay. Can you grab one end?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get the other end. Okay. Ready? And one. There we go. Okay. Oh.
That's it. Blimey. What have you got in here? Gold bullion?
No. Books. Frank helped me with it at Jack's. Okay, you're all right going backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Mind the gate.
Right, yeah. Got it. Oh, can you put them in a couple of smaller boxes?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Sensible bloke.
Yeah. So anyway, how are you? You back on patrol later?
No, I've finished for the day. Quite happy to and all.
trouble?
Not really. Just Adam binging me here about some fertiliser order that arrived in the middle of the night.
Yeah, me and Dave did that once.
What?
Nothing. Oh, step.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Oh, yeah, Brian had ordered it without telling him or something. All right. Down here, is it?
Yeah, why not? Right up. Oh. Yeah, I can unpack it here.
Oh, just as well I came.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Nick's staying at her mum's this weekend. So I'm going out with Dad and Grandad.
Oh, yeah? Anywhere nice?
Just the ball. A few beers and a game of darts.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah, I would join you, but, well, perhaps not on my first night living here properly, eh?
No, don't worry. Although...
What?
Oh, Dad's van isn't there. Well, I better go and see what's happening. Unless you need anything else bringing in?
Oh, no. Far be it from me to stand between a man and his pint.
Right. Well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, see ya.
You weren't as long as you thought then. Oh, William, it's you.
Who were you expecting?
Your dad's still out.
Well, I saw the van weren't there. Is there a problem?
No problem, not really. Hey, we're bringing your granddad back from the Caropodist and Baggy rang him.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Baggy and Sylvia was on their way back from one of them witchy things they go to.
Yeah, pagan.
Yeah, well, anyway, their camper van broke down, so they asked your dad for a tow.
Well, couldn't they sort it out by magic then?
That's very good, love.
Not that funny.
No, still, never mind.
So, is the drink off then?
No, it weren't too far. They just got off the motorway. Your dad reckoned they'd be back for 7.
Oh, all right then.
A cup of tea while you're waiting?
Yeah, okay.
There's some lagers in the fridge.
No, tea's fine.
Oh, right, you are.
Just been helping Kenton with one of his boxes. Do you know he's moving in with Cathy?
Oh, yeah, your granddad were going on about it all dinner time.
Oh, yeah?
He said them two's on and off like a yo-yo.
Yo-yos don't go on and off, they go up and down.
Well, you know what he means. All that business about getting married and then not getting married.
Well, I'm pleased for them.
Oh, well, yeah, so am I, Dad. I just hope for Cathy's sake that it lasts.
Well, why shouldn't it?
Relationships these days, they don't seem to last too long.
Well, I reckon they can, Mum. With the right person.
Right, what next? Flashman, yes. Flashman and the charge. Oh, hiya. Flashman and the tiger.
Take your shoes off, Jamie.
Flashman's lady. Oh, yes.
My goodness.
You all right?
Oh, didn't I used to have a carpet on this floor?
Yeah, well, it's down here somewhere.
Well, I'm coming a bit further, but...
Careful, I don't want to trip over my in rankings.
Oh.
Here, let me.
There you go. That's better. Oh, no, it looks like an explosion in a library.
Oh, you know me, I'm not really bothered about clothes, but wherever I lay my books, that's my home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to get them all put away before you got back, but, I'm running out of space.
So I see.
Well, your bookshelves were already pretty full. Might not be in good company.
Although, I'm not sure about our compatibility. Do we need to rethink this move?
Hey, I won't hear a word said against Clive Cussler.
Hey, that shelf won't take any more.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Well, we'll just file it in pending then.
What?
On the floor with the others.
I think we may have a problem here.
Yes, well, actually, I was thinking, perhaps tomorrow we could go out and buy a bookcase together.
I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah, good point, Sherlock. So am I. A bit of a flaw in that plan.
Oh, how about Sunday?
Yeah, I'm free.
Me too.
Right, well, if you'd like, then...
I'd like that very much.
Oh, that'll be the van with the rest of my books.
What?
Only kidding.
We need to buy a bigger house.
Yeah, or maybe Jamie could move into the attic.
Oh, right. Hello, good evening.
Is something wrong?
Nope, not at all.
Well, do you want to come in?
Just for a moment, if I may. Hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Nige. How's Flanders?
Mind-blowing. I was telling Cathy earlier.
Yeah, it did sound quite an experience.
But don't get me started on that. Look, Liz is in the car with the children, so I mustn't be long.
Out on the Raz?
Well, just to Shula's and Alistair's.
I thought that was Tuesday.
What?
Well, aren't we looking at the photos, then?
Oh, yes, we are. No. Look, this was arranged some time ago. Nothing to do with the photo.
Right. Have you picked your favourite?
I really haven't had a chance to look yet.
Well, there's one where you're completely caught by surprise. It looks like someone's pinched your bum.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, now you mention it, might have been.
Anyway, well, the reason I've called is to give you this. As a sort of moving in present.
Mate. Oh, that's sweet.
First, I was going to bring over a bottle of our own wine, but I thought this might be more celebratory.
Oh, you're a blue mate. No, cheers.
And I hope that you'll both be very happy together. Once you've...
What, bought a bookcase?
Yeah, I'm sure we will be.
Well, it doesn't do to keep the Archer women waiting, so...
Well, aren't you going to stay and help us drink it?
No, I really must be going.
I'm so thank you to Elizabeth, won't you?
I will.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye, mate.
Bye.
Oh, and thanks again.
Oh, what a nice thing to do.
Oh, he's a nice bloke. Right, well, I think I'd better go and get some champagne glasses.
Kenton.
Yeah?
Before you do, I've got something to give you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shame you couldn't make it.
I don't do bar dancing, Mum.
Oh, you didn't have to. Our Edward didn't really dance at all, and him and Fallon still had a good time.
Well, all Ed needs for a good time is a few beers.
And me and your dad enjoyed yourselves too. Lovely spread and all.
Was it?
Oh, your dad made a pig of himself as usual. Regretted it in the morning after.
I bet.
And have you been invited to Jill and Phil Archer's party?
Oh, everybody has, ain't they?
Wow, it's not often we get to go to a posh do at Lower Loxley, eh? I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Busy time of year, isn't it? Bonfire night next.
Yeah,
bet little George is looking forward to that.
Well, he don't know much about it, really. It's not like he can remember last year, is it?
No, I suppose not. Still, he'll have a lovely time this year, won't he?
Well, I hope so, but, he won't be in Ambridge.
You what?
I'm not taking him to the Ambridge bonfire this year.
Why not?
We're going with Nick and her kids to the big display at Ollerton. You know, in the park?
Yeah.
I've spoken to Emma, and she's all right about it.
I was really looking forward to him being at the Ambridge bonfire, seeing his little face as he watches the fireworks.
Yeah, well, I want to be with Nick, so it's easier if we go to her local one.
They were lovely last year, seeing George.
Well, things are different this year.
Well, couldn't you all come to the Ambridge one instead?
No, Mum. You made yourself very clear. You don't like being around Nick.
No, that's not true.
And I want it to be a happy occasion. For George and for Nick too. I don't want her feeling uncomfortable when we should be enjoying ourselves.
Oh, yeah?
So that's what we're doing.
Well, I've got to say I'm very disappointed.
I'm sorry, Mum, but that's what I've decided. And it's all arranged. I wish it weren't like that too. Look, I think I'll go down the bull, wait for Dad there.
No, don't go.
Well, I'll give him a ring, tell him where I am. If I don't reach him, will you let him know when he gets here? Mum? Will you tell him?
Oh, yeah, love, all right, I'll tell him.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.